Now let's enter the Quarter of Chaos. Close your eyes. Focus the breath of the soul. A deep breath. You are deep within your belly. Deep, deep in your belly. And you're walking down a corridor that keeps changing direction. Left and right, left and right. You are in the Corridor of Chaos. And on your right, there's a door that's completely circular. Open it up. Squeeze through. Pop into a room. Everything's flying on the walls. Left, right, up, down. What kind of room is this? You grab a chair, you bolt it to the floor. You sit on it. A letter flies down onto your lap. Finally, the flying objects stop. You take a deep breath and think, oh, what is this room? Oh, my soul, let us enter into a dialogue. I need to understand in this room what my methods are for creating chaos. I know I have several. Some are conscious, some are not. But I need to finally come to terms with the fact that every time I come near the truth, when I come near a truth that is too frightening, too intimidating, too overwhelming, I create chaos. Maybe I withdraw, maybe I start screaming, maybe I pretend that I don't know what someone's talking about. I'm not sure what your method is, but you need to be sure. And maybe you don't even know all your methods. And maybe your methods vary from one truth to another. And in this room of creating chaos and what your methods are, you need to look deeply because you have several and you love them. You've refined them. Some are subtle, passive-aggressive behavior, flirtation, manipulation, acting deliberately confused when you're really not, acting helpless, faking an illness. There are so many ways of creating chaos. Look to yourself as to your methods of creating chaos and which ones you simply are not willing to release. Under no circumstances, this one is not going to go. No way. This one's effective. I like it. And that's all there's to it. I will not let go of this one. Which ones would you release? Which ones won't you? This is a room you're going to return to when your life is in chaos. You're going to return to this room because your life is going to continue to be in chaos, in cycles of chaos, because that is life. Life is chaos. The sun and the moon, rain and sunshine. And when life moves into chaos, God is trying to reach you. Chaos is not bad. It is change. Buddha said life is change. You are not to fear it. You are to ride with it, walk with it. It will be painful. We will say goodbye to people we love because there is death in this world. And one day you will die and they will come to say goodbye to you. And people will be born into your life. That is change too. This is life. Be comfortable with life. It has wonder to it, and it has sorrow. And it has chaos, and chaos is guidance. And this is the room you come to when you feel, I cannot think, I cannot, I just can't think this through, I cannot, and I must, and that's when you say, I need to enter my castle, I know just the room I must go to. This is the room. And in this room you say, dear God, I know you're talking to me, you are talking to me through this chaos. And you be still and know that God is present. And you take your deep breath and you sit still and you say, I'm not going to fear this chaos. You see, I'm panicking. I am doing the wrong thing. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to enter this chaos. Be still and know that you are with me. I will not fear this chaos. Now, talk to me. Be still and know that you are with God.